Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're about 35 minutes away from 6 seconds from the beach. Did you listen during the family vacation? That could help you out. And if you didn't, hopefully you listened to the show enough to know our personalities well enough to guess.
Yeah, to be a good guesser.
Who said what?
Yeah.
And you're not going to hear it from us. It's going to be from Alexa. We hired her to do it. We asked Siri, but she was being rude.
That's what she does.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Surly Siri.
Yeah, and we will get into the Bachelorette talk from last night because everybody's talking about it. It's one of those, I wouldn't have told that. I thought of Kelly as soon as Hannah said it. I was like, I wouldn't have told that.
Huh?
But we'll get into that in about 20 minutes right now. It's about your crazy kid nation. That phone number you need to call the show and let us know all about your crazy and then ask us, does that make me crazy? Is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-P-KID.
I got a news story here that could be a crazy because people are seen going up to a gentleman's club and taking the old couches that they set up front and put a for free sign on there. So, gentlemen's club, old couches, they put them out front. People are actually taking them home. Does that make them crazy?
You slept on a mattress covered in blood.
See, this is why.
You can't judge.
I can't judge these people. I'm going to say no because my mom would be all over that. My mom used to buy my mattress from a hotel. From hotels or motels. For like $30, though, we got a good mattress.
Hey, man, if you need a mattress or a couch, that's the best you could do.
Throw a blanket over it and sit down.
Yeah, that's all good.
I saw one.
You can clean them out.
I saw one sitting on the curb the other day, and I knew the trash guy hadn't cut the bulk trash, hadn't picked it up, but it was gone like 2 days later. It sat out there in the weather and the heat or rain or whatever it was.
Yeah, somebody.
It was gone.
Hey, why not?
One person's trash, right?
There's a way to clean it up a little bit, I guess. Hey, guys, I'm not part of the Storm Area 51, and they won't be able to stop us all fat on Facebook. Does that make me crazy? Yes. We're all going. There's even a plan.
Somebody invited me to go at the roller skating rink.
Really?
Yep.
I got invited on I think it was on Instagram, and they sent me a map of how we're going to be entering Area 51. Right. I was clumped with the guys who drink White Claw. I guess we're all getting together, and we're going to be storming together.
I have not been invited.
I haven't been invited.
Oh, really?
Much like I was not allowed. Well, actually, I was invited, but they told me I couldn't bring a plus one, like Trey.
Lil Nas X said he was going to perform.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I think over a million people are down to Storm Area 51.
Take matters into your own hands. We need answers.
Now, what scares me is that somebody told me that they responded by saying, we will protect what we have here if people try to storm Area 51.
Are they really going to want that on the public media? That's going to make them look really bad if they start shooting people just because they want to see if there's really an alien or not.
When a government agency says they're willing to protect whatever they have in that certain restricted area, I'm thinking about maybe not.
Yeah. If you come with the right attitude, maybe.
I don't think you can come with any attitude because you're not going to be able to knock on any doors.
You're drinking White Claw. You're having a good time.
I'm with the White Claw group.
Come on, dude. Show us the alien.
I've had neighbors like that. Don't come in my yard. You get shot.
Message was received by me. So no, you're not crazy. let's go to the phone real quick.
All right.
What's up, Jacob?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, buddy. So let's see if you're crazy or not. Hit us with it.
So whenever my nose is dry, sometimes I have nosebleed. And to prevent that, I put hand lotion and rub it in my nose.
Up the nose?
Hand lotion.
Yeah, up the nose.
In the nostril.
Whoa.
Wow. Well, no, I don't
put lotion and I put it up there.
Yeah.
And it works, obviously.
And it works. I don't know why. When I was young, I used to get nosebleeds a lot. And I would always ask my mom, why do I get nosebleeds? And she would just say, oh, it's because your nose is just a little dry. So I took matters into my own hands started putting lotion in there.
Did you try putting any other things there before you came to the conclusion that lotion was the go-to product?
I think I tried, like, Vaseline at one point in time, and that didn't work.
Okay. Like the boxes,
have you tried coconut oil?
You know what? Come to think of it, I should do that.
Yeah, because it's good for, like, any orifice. But if hand lotion works, why would you change it?
Yeah.
It's lotion worked for me for, like, 10 years.
Lotions can have perfumes and stuff and other things, but coconut oil is supernatural, so it's really good in there.
Before I determine if you're crazy or not, Jacob, I would like to know how you apply. Is it, do you apply with a finger or do you use a Q-tip?
My pinky finger.
No judgment.
I don't think you're crazy. I think you're just kind of inventive, right?
I think I'm
Yay! Yeah.
I'm calling you cool crazy, you know?
Yes.
You took care of a problem, Jacob.
Thanks, guys.
Try some yogurt.
It.
Yeah, try yogurt next time.
All right,
time.
Buddy. Love you, man. Yeah. Keep that nose nice and moist. Not dry. That's how he gets a nosebleed.
Yeah.
How's it going over there on the Instagram world, Anna?
Oh, just great.
Yeah.
Somebody did message us and say they ordered an Area 51 t-shirt.
They did?
Does that make me crazy? Which goes back to your Area 51 thing, which is the funniest thing on the internet to me right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find us at Kid Nation on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And JJ said, I love the smell of skunks on the side of the road. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, man.
I think we've had somebody say that
before. Oh, really?
Before.
They want to sniff it, yeah.
Yeah, we've had that every now and then. Yeah. I don't know.
Have they ever had a guy on a show that looks for skunks and makes them spray? Because we need to find somebody. I guarantee you somebody out there does that.
Oh.
Finds them and makes them.
There's somebody that does everything.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is crazy. I don't know how you can like that smell. Don't you hate it? When it gets into your car, because you don't have it sealed off to the circulation.
I told you all that story about me tailing my girlfriend, driving late at night, and we had both had our windows down. Mm. We were going up northern Michigan, so we were trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
And she clipped a skunk, but I had my sunroof open and my windows down to try and keep the air coming in, and it sprayed, and it was in my car for days.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you're lucky it came out at all, because sometimes that stays forever.
I just had to leave the car outside with the windows down for days. Maybe I just got used to it.
Maybe I got used to it.
Made the resale difficult.
Yeah, I bet. I can't even stand it. I can't stand it as well. What's up, Shannon?
Hey,
yes,
guys.
That is 100% hello. Welcome.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited. So, here's the thing. We have spent hundreds of dollars in vacuums. We have three Dysons, and I have begged my husband for a Roomba so I don't have to put in any effort because we have a long-haired German Shepherd.
Okay.
So we get the Roomba, and the Roomba doesn't really work. So I will fight with my Roomba to get it to work because I have to clean it out like every 5 minutes just so I can be right. Rather than reaching over and grabbing a Dyson and using it to clean the house.
Yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
Makes you a woman.
Makes you a woman. Makes you one of Kelly Raspberry's best friends right there.
Yeah.
You just want to be right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
You're welcome.
That's a lot of work just to be right.
Yeah, it is.
But you're right.
Dedication.
You're right. And that means you are a little crazy as well. Go to our boy Nate. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how you guys?
Doing awesome, man. So, what do you do?
So, when somebody winks at me, whether it be on like a TV show or just in person, I absolutely have to wink back at them. Otherwise, my day's not complete. Jason Bateman movies are the worst about it.
Really?
He's a big winker.
A lot of winking going with Jason Bateman, huh?
Yeah.
Based on the fact that you know that Jason Bateman movies have more winks than most,
yeah.
I would say, yeah, you're crazy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy, though.
But I love a well-placed wink.
I've been practicing my winks.
It makes you kind of giddy inside.
Your dad's kind of a winker, isn't
See,
he?
See, I knew you were going to do it.
Yeah, but I've been working on it.
No, not my dad.
He's not?
No, he's a candy giver. Yeah, Mr. Raspberry just gives you the candy out of nowhere.
My husband just does it out of the blue sometimes and winks. I'm like, oh,
really?
That's good, yeah.
Really?
Huh. I don't think I've had a well-timed wink with my wife ever.
Try it.
I've tried. They come out awkward. She just asks, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Or is there something in your eye?
I don't think I've ever winked it. I mean, no.
Oh, when you're just sitting there having dinner and you're just talking and he just kind of looks at you and winks at you.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hold on. Jenna.
Favorite.
Nice shirt. How's that?
Always looks like you have a little bit of a tick.
Yeah.
Mine's a ticky wink.
Maybe even more subtle. Sometimes you do a good job with it.
Kelly, new hair?
Wow.
How was that one?
Wow.
You show a lot of teeth when you do it.
Oh. I'm trying to show you eyeball.
Yeah, like it's a lot of like it's like a bite in a wink.
No, it's gotta be subtle, just a little.
Yeah, I've never had that in my game.
It's a bite and a wing.
Hey, girl, outside.
No, no.
You just opened and closed your mouth when you did it.
I did.
Like it was like an arf.
No wing. I can't do it like
you need
Nate.
To practice in a mirror.
I've been trying. I told you.
Just a soft flicker.
Unexpected.
Oh. There you go.
Out of nowhere.
Effortless.
No.
Why are you nodding?
Well, no.
I'm not.
No,
I'm not a winker. Not
hey
a winker.
Hey, kid TV.
No. I'm more of a lick lipper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
A lip licker?
Hey.
That's no, weird. Don't do that. Hi, Casey.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, winking on the radio really works extremely well.
Are you crazier than us, Casey?
Maybe. I walk around smelling my hands. Like, I have this really bad fear of smelling. So, like, I walk around smelling my hands. Because, like, I also put on deodorant, like, 10 times a day. But, like, I'll walk around and I'll, like, smell my hands to make sure they don't, like, stink.
Is that kind of OCD, maybe?
Do you ever lick your hand to see if you got bad breath?
Ew, no.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy, JC.
Yeah, you're crazy, Casey. Sniffing your hands.
When people see you sniff your hands, I always smell my hands after I pump gas because I want to make sure I don't have gas smell on my hands. But I know that looks really gross, so I try to do it really subtle.
Yeah.
I'm very bold about sniffing myself. Like, I'll lift my arm up.
So are you that person?
Like, I'm, like, checking my armpit smell. I'm just like, it's my...
I saw a dude at the gym the other day trying to do the armpit sniff, but acting like he was wiping sweat, and he made a face. And then he left shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
If you're at the gym, you probably got some odor going on there.
Well, he's like, I forgot to put on deodorant. Hi, Bailey.
Hey.
Oh, yours includes beef jerky.
What?
Yes.
Okay, what do you do with your beef jerky?
When I eat it, I dip it in Coke and then in pickle salt.
Pickle salt?
And then I eat it.
What is pickle salt?
Soda, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I've never even heard of pickle salt.
Wow, what pickle salt?
Yeah, where do you get that?
I've lived this long.
I get it at the gas station.
Okay. Oh, I've seen it, yeah. At the little checkout.
So you dip it in your Coca-Cola, and then salt, and then boom.
I don't know. It sounds like it could. I don't like jerky, but it sounds like a good concoction, right? For people that do.
Combination.
Yeah, if you do it in the car, it's a lot of ingredients for driving.
Yeah.
That beef jerky is kind of a car food for me. Anyway.
I bet it'd be good in like Bloody Mary mix and then pickle salt, right?
Yeah, that's a good one, Jenna. Try that one, Bailey. Get back to us. See how that works.
Give me some pickle salt. I've had bacon salt before. Salt that tastes like bacon.
I've had that too.
I've had celery salt.
Yeah, celery salt's good.
Celery salt.
Onion salt.
Not a big fan of celery.
Garlic salt.
Oh, y'all playing King of Salts?
Oh, no, I was just listing off the ones I've had.
Flavored salts, yeah.
I want pickle salt.
A salt.
Yeah.
Ooh, sriracha salt. That'd be good.
They have that?
I'm just thinking.
Lowry seasoning.
Tahine is considered a salt,
right? It is, yeah.
Hello, Tabitha.
Hi, how are y'all?
Doing awesome. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
So when I go to Barnes & Noble, I have to wait till everybody else walks through the doors, and then I open the doors really quickly to get the gust of, like, book air.
You like the book smell.
I do like the book smell.
Book air. You like the
smell
of
books.
Yeah.
But, like, it's bad, though, because I'll go there with, like, my family, and, like, we have to wait outside until everybody walks out the door so that I can do this. And they know not to touch the door because I have to do this.
Yeah, that's cute, crazy, Tabitha.
It's crazy, but I like it.
I would love to watch you do that.
Yeah.
I love books.
They get a kick out of it.
I bet. Yeah, that's cute, crazy. And hold on, Ricky. I think Ricky does what a lot of dudes want to do when something goes wrong.
What's up, Ricky?
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. Hey.
So I work in a casino, so it's always meet and greet people.
Yeah.
So when I go to talk to one, I like to give them a firm handshake, and if I don't feel like it's a really good handshake, I'll make them give me another handshake.
You keep going until the handshake feels right.
I'd be terrible.
Firm handshake where I know you felt it.
Do you say like Khaled? Or another one.
Has anyone ever said let go?
I literally told him, I'm like, we have to do another one. I'm sorry.
I've done that with young kids. Like, if they give me a little, I'm like, dude, come on, shake my hand. But I've never done it with like just an adult.
Yeah,
I would be a bit offended,
crazy.
I think. Yeah.
I'd be offended. Like I'd be like, please let go.
Yeah, you're crazy, buddy.
Please let go of me.
And from the text, John wrote us and said, I totally agree with what Luke had to say on The Bachelorette last night. Hashtag, does that make me crazy? P.S. My girlfriend isn't talking to me right now. Yeah, speaking of that, by the way, thanks for all your crazy texts and calls, Kid Nation. We'll be back with it again next week, so we'll try to get you in then. But we do have to get to the biggest moment on television last night, and that, of course, is The Bachelorette. Hannah was dropping some bombs.
She was.
Luke was being Luke. And
but Luke was also representing a lot of men's feelings in that moment.
There are a lot of dudes that feel that way. We'll get into what Luke had to say and what Hannah ended up throwing down next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
10 minutes away from having you call in, give or take a couple, Kid Nation. So make sure you're listening. We'll tell you what caller you need to be. And just make sure you guess correctly when we play that quote from someone on the show on our family vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Also got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes. And Jenna's little lover's quarrel. Not quarrel, but...
No, just kind of, I don't know. There's a first time for everything in a relationship.
They're a little rough.
Just a little bit of turmoil.
A little turmoil. So we'll see what's going on there in about 20 minutes. But last night, man, I knew it was a big episode because a lot of people that had not been watching the show, I saw them posting on Instagram and Twitter saying, hey, I haven't watched any of the episodes of The Bachelorette this season, but this is lit. Was well, one that I saw.
And here's the problem with that. You don't have all the backstory about Luke and what went down last night. So if you're just sitting there saying, well, gosh, he kind of has a point. You don't know about what a jerk he'd been.
Yeah, to the guys
to.
All season.
And here's the thing about this Luke guy. He does come off as a nice guy sometimes, the way he talks.
Sometimes.
He doesn't lose his cool. At least last night he didn't.
Not last night.
He didn't scream at anyone. He hasn't done
that
this season.
He has screamed. No, he has screamed.
One time.
He has. But now what happened was everybody went home for the hometown visits, and now he's been seen. The laying the hands on the praying, preaching from the Bible. Yep. Now he's got to realize, oh, now the audience has seen a different side of me, and now I got to put on my holy face.
Right.
He's got his cross necklace on last night.
Yep. Did he have that on when he was humping her on the table and they got walked in on episode 2.
Did you feel like he overdid it at hometowns? Like he was going too way over the top with church and all that?
I think a lot of people you have different masks for different audiences.
Right.
And when he's at home,
and maybe who he is.
And I think that's who he is. But he's also this. You can be more than one thing.
That's true.
In front of different people.
That's very true.
Well, I think when it comes to fantasy suite, you want to be the first one to go.
Well,
on the date.
Well, let's say this. Hannah's down. It's down to four guys at this point.
It should be three, but she kept all four.
Right.
And when it comes to fantasy suite, I feel like if I was on this show, I would want to be the first guy to go on the date.
But here's the thing. We don't honestly know who went first. They can edit it any way they want.
That is true.
We do know that the windmill came before Luke.
Uh-huh.
But we don't know the other guys. We don't know where they really fell.
Yeah, we don't know what came before the chicken or the egg, but we definitely know the windmill came before the Luke date. So Peter was on the date last night with Hannah, and they went a little yachting, and the yachting led to windmilling a little bit.
Please use this key to stay as a couple in the fantasy suite. Chris Harrison. Thanks, Chris.
Truly, though, I think it's really important to have more time. Like, I need it. Yeah. I don't know how you feel, but I need
She needs
that.
It.
I'm all in if you're in.
I'm in.
All right.
Oh, he's in.
That's like...
That's beautiful. Greece is known for the windmills, right?
This is after they basically had one of those Cinemax late-at-night episodes on the yacht.
Greece is known for its windmills? This was news to me, number one. And number two, I went, what is happening right now? This is throwing everything that I thought I knew about that windmill scene out the window.
I know.
Because we all thought it was Jed, because some listener, when she said that in the previews, they've been teasing this windmill. I had sex with one twice for weeks and weeks.
Made us feel.
So somebody went back and said, oh, there was a windmill in the background of Jed when they were on a date. So we're like, had to be Jed.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's Peter!
Maybe every windmill she saw.
I'm going to tell you, I took one look at the inside of that windmill. I'm like, I'm not doing it in here. I did not.
Just say that.
That was not cute.
No, it really wasn't.
I'm thinking about how cute it is.
It was not cute.
All this has been building up the whole time for about, 2 months that they've been dating?
But they just about did it on the yacht.
Oh, of course.
To
they
be honest
might as
with
well
you.
Have.
They
poor guys that are, the guys that are, the deckhand.
Light guy. Yeah, the deckhand, the camera guy.
Excuse me.
I mean, they were that close.
They were doing it with their clothes on. Honestly, I was like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. And you know what? I can't also believe whoever she ultimately picks and every other guy is seeing this too.
Yes. More on the windmill here in a minute, too, because she lets us know what went
down. So one fantasy suite down, one laundry session.
So on that one, I definitely was like, yeah,
Sure.
And then my man's come in, Tyler C.
I love him so much.
He is such a good dude.
He's been my choice from day one.
Yeah, I came in late on that train, but yes, I love him.
He's such a good guy. You could tell he was like this hot jock, yeah. And now, you know, like, whatever, and I'm working construction, but he's a good guy.
He's just a dude. I like him. Really nice personality, just handsome guy.
I want to set him up with one of my friends.
Right? So when Hannah and Tyler have to decide if they're going to go to the fantasy suite, Hannah, for some reason, didn't have this conversation with Peter.
Nope. Don't hate him.
With the Peter.
She had this conversation with Tyler C. where she wants to keep it PG.
There is a concern for me about our physical relationship.
Yeah.
It is a huge part of our relationship. I just am so captivated about being around you and you holding me and kissing me. Like, I just want that. Like, I do. And so I have to kind of reset myself sometimes and think, okay, like, that's great. You know that that's there. But, like, it has to be more. Mm. I don't want to go into Fantasy Suite and have sex because I don't feel like that's what our relationship needs.
No, that's because I was with Peter yesterday, so I feel gross.
Yeah, right?
I'm tired.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm tired. I can't do any more of this.
Peter did just fine, so I'm good today. Thanks.
But, oh, my gosh.
That blew me away.
You know you're not going to pick him.
That blew me away.
You can't keep your hands off him or your mouth off of him. And now you got your chance. Nope, not doing it. But he was so sweet in the way he handled it.
He did. He handled it like a gentleman. He said, absolutely.
You know what he's probably thinking? She probably said the same thing to three other guys. That's what he's thinking.
Right? I wish I was sitting there with Tyler C. to see when she was talking to Peter. And then when she dropped the windmill bomb.
Why don't they use the same suite for the fantasy suite for each guy?
Ow.
And let guy number one leave an article of clothing so that when guy number two goes in, he's like, what is this? I'm just throwing another element in.
I wouldn't want to sleep in the same room that she literally just slept share the same bed as the other dude. No. Jed, who's the guy we thought was going to be the windmill man, he decided to use his time to ruin his game.
Well, he pulled a Luke.
He pulled a Luke and talked about another dude the whole time.
Yeah. I've seen Luke from the beginning take people's words and change them. I've seen him lie. I just don't fully understand how you can be as amazing as you are and even consider someone like him.
He definitely grabbed my attention first because it was very obvious to me that he's here for me. I met his family,
All right, cool. So anyways, it's the same conversation we've had for about three weeks now between Jed and Luke. And it's like, dude, just stop talking about another guy.
I've never been more bored than I was in that moment. I got up and I went and popped a pimple on my face, checked my eyelashes. I came back. I'm like, are they still talking? I was so bored.
Here's what we know. She definitely went on in the fantasy suite with Peter.
Yep.
And we think something happened. Tyler, but we know nothing happened because she told him nothing was going to happen.
But he held her.
Jed, probably nothing happened because...
No, Jed happened.
You think it happened?
Oh, yeah. I think it did,
okay. So you guys think it happened? Yeah, I was on the border there. And then Luke P. came in, and he wanted to have a conversation.
You know why it happened with Jed? She kept saying how fun it was.
Right.
She's like, that was fun.
With Jed, yeah. Oh, yeah. And wild. He said it got wild, so maybe. But and then Luke P. comes in, and he wanted to have the conversation about, you know... What's going to
maybe
they had a great day.
He said, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sex. Okay. I just want to make sure you're not going to be sexually intimate with the other relationships here.
Okay.
Like, I totally have all the trust in the world for you. But at the same time, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. If you told me you're having sex or you had sex with one or multiple of these guys, I'd be wanting to go home. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I've craved so much for clarity, and I feel like I've finally gotten clarity on you. And I do not want you to be my husband.
What's that? Here's the clarity she had.
I didn't just go to the fantasy suite. I know what I'm doing.
She let Luke know. Yeah, she let Luke know.
Well, she finally let him know. She wasn't going to tell him, but when he wouldn't leave, she was like, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Because he wouldn't get in the car.
He wants to pray over her.
Yes!
I know. And here's the thing about Luke. As DB-ish as he comes off sometimes and as unlikable as he was this season, I totally I get it.
I got that
part. I get it.
You know, he's put on the holy roller thing now because it's been exposed as part of his life, but that doesn't make up for everything he's done, honestly.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, it's very real. If you're a guy, just in a normal situation. Yeah.
And we're dating around.
We're dating, and you know they're dating, but I want us to be serious. But if you're sleeping with these other guys, I have to remove myself.
But this isn't an ordinary situation.
This isn't a normal situation now, but if you're going to pick me and I'm your man and you know you want to marry me, then you should have known that probably before you went into a fantasy suite with another dude.
Yes.
Three other dudes.
It shouldn't be a question at this point.
At this point, she should maybe have that clarity to know, okay, this man is my husband. This is the guy that is going to get me.
And I'm thinking I want to be with him, so just in case I don't want to screw it up, I'm not going to sleep with these other guys because I need to protect that. But no.
Because I'm looking at it as a guy. I couldn't. If I was on the show and I saw that she hooked up with Peter and she said that on TV, if I'm Tyler C and she picks me and I see that she hooked up with him in the windmill, I can't.
It kills something.
I'm out. Yeah. It's so visual. I can take the kissing. I can take the dating. I just can't. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to take that. It's not a religious thing. I wouldn't be able to make this relationship work.
Right.
I agree with that.
I get him a little bit.
But
I think that's a very normal response.
In a normal setting, in a normal situation.
But I'm surprised that after everything, and now she's all braggy, she's on social media, and she's like, see, I finally got rid of him on my own. I was like, but it took you all this time?
Yeah.
It took you all this time to get there?
Yeah.
That just shows me you're just a poor judge of character.
I'm starting the hashtag. I don't know who wins, but I want Tyler C to be the bachelor. Or Michael.
Or Mike.
Michael's
cool too.
Mike's been gone. He would be the first black bachelor.
Yeah.
So those are my two. But, whoa.
I love Tyler C. I don't want him to be with her now.
Yeah. I think he comes crawling back. Luke does next week.
Well, two weeks.
Okay, because it's mental.
Yeah. Yeah, in 2 weeks, they've already shown in the previews that he comes back and tries to apologize.
That's the new
bit. And then she's standing there where all the three guys gang up on Luke.
Yeah.
Very.
See, who was the first guy? Tyler C goes up. Bro, she said leave. What are you going to do about it?
I love him so much.
And then Jed goes, yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, Jed, go back to Nashville, Jed.
Let Tyler handle this situation real quick, my man.
Jed.
Oh, all right. Man. Not sure if I saw a windmill at their Baker's Cay Resort.
I'm sure you got one.
You can do stuff.
But you're
going
to have a lot of fun, man.
Not to bring the kids, probably, though.
It's time to play. All right, so we need you to give us a call to play 6 Seconds from the Beach. You could instantly win a vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. That's where we went on our family vacation. Mm-hmm. We had a ton of fun. All you have to do is identify who said a quote from our week of broadcast there, and you win instantly, just like that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. 6 Seconds from the Beach. On the line right now is a vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, where we had our family vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in our first contestant. What's up, Nicholas?
How are you?
Doing awesome, man. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, I actually just parked to go into work.
Perfect.
There you go.
So you're not driving. You can use your entire brain to figure out who said the quote.
Yeah. Focus.
Because that's how it's going to work, okay? We're going to play you a quote from our family vacation. Hopefully you were listening that week. And then all you have to do is give us a name. It could be any of the four of us in the studio or part-time Justin. Those are your guesses. And you have to do it within 6 seconds. As soon as that quote ends, your time will start. You'll hear it, okay? It's that really intense music from 24. And then you just give us the answer. You got it, Nicholas?
All right. Sounds great.
All right, Nicholas. Let's see how you do. Here is the quote.
Since she doesn't eat fish, she was wondering if you guys could catch a chicken.
Jenna.
Jenna?
Jenna. I'm sorry, Nicholas. That is incorrect, sir. Thank you for your guess, big guy. All right. Let's move on to the next contestant. Hello, Ashley.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you got a chance. Hopefully you heard the last guess. We're going to play you that quote again. Your 6 seconds start as soon as it ends, and you got to guess, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Since she doesn't eat fish, she was wondering if you guys could catch a chicken.
Big Al.
That is incorrect. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It does sound like something I would say, doesn't it?
It does sound like something. All right, let's go to Dan real quick. Hi, Dan.
Oh, get out of here. Oh,
you get out of here, bro. What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
All right, Dan, we're going to play you that quote. Your 6 seconds starts when it ends. Deal?
Deal.
All right, here we go.
Since she doesn't eat fish, she was wondering if you guys could catch a chicken.
I'm going to say Kelly.
Correct, sir.
Wow.
This is a tough quote.
No, I surmise is no one listened.
Yeah. Maybe Alexa's throwing everybody. I don't know. All right, man. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello.
All right. You getting down to a couple names here. Yep. So we're going to give you that quote. You know it. Well, let's find out. Hit it, Trey.
Since she doesn't eat fish, she was wondering if you guys could catch a chicken.
Casey talking about Kenzie.
Yeah! I have one request for my wife since she doesn't eat fish. She was wondering if you guys could catch a chicken. That's from part-time Justin and Alan. We're going to go catch our dinner out deep sea or seep D fishing.
Seep D fishing. That's right.
What they're doing.
And they did.
And Sarah, congratulations. You just won a fabulous vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. You and three guests. You get to fly to Miami, Florida. Get hooked up with a rental car for 4 days. Head on down to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo, where you're going to stay for 3 nights. And you're going to love this. Blends of tropical fun. You get to relax. You get to rejuvenate while hanging out at the beach. Mm-hmm. Who are you taking with you?
I'm taking my husband, and we'll figure out the other two. I'm not sure just yet.
All right.
You're going to have a lot of text messages from friends, I assume.
They're already coming in, yes.
Yeah, they are. Well, Sarah, you have a ton of fun. Thank you for listening during our family vacation, and congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Hold on for us, and thank you to Hilton and Visit Florida for making this happen.
There you go.
Our best friends. Now, Jenna. Big doings in the Owens household.
I've had something on my mind for a while.
Yeah.
I want to buy a house.
Huh? What did Kid Craddock tell us?
Never buy a house.
And Kelly bought a house.
Don't buy a house.
Regretted it.
Al's bought many houses and sold them over the years.
I bought a house. I currently regret it because I had to spend money.
I know. And y'all have scared me. Yeah. I've never owned my own home.
Yeah.
And I've been feeling nesting in the last 8 months is kind of when I made the decision. Finally, it came over me. I'm a little late to things. I've never had the desire. I've been a renter. I've been perfectly happy. I can move whenever I want. I rented a house once just to get the feel of a house and having a pool and realized, wow, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with the house and the landscaping. I'm glad I tried this. Now I'm in a townhome. But in the last 8 months, I started putting a little money aside just in case, you know, I want a house. Then I met a guy. And then just recently, we started going to open houses.
Just while you were driving?
Together.
You were driving and saw open houses?
No. I look at Zillow every day, fantasize about the house I want to get. And, you know, I started a business and I've been saving some money. And I was like, you know, I just want to get a house. I want a house. I want to entertain. I'm starting to do that whole thing. So we made the mistake of going to a house that we could afford-ish. Because usually, you know, you look at houses that you can't afford.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to go to this open house. This is a disaster.
Yeah. Yep.
So lately, I've actually been restricting my search to houses that I kind of can afford. I don't know if other people do this. I mean, I get on Zillow. I watch Big Little Lies. I get on Zillow. I'm like, I wonder what it would be like to have a house out in Big Sur, like in Northern California. And I look at houses from shows that I watch and look at houses. I do that kind of thing. So Sunday, my boyfriend was bored, and I haven't been feeling great since I have mono. And he was bored, Nancy, and I didn't feel like doing anything. And I said, there's an open house, and I love this house. And he's like, I don't know if I like it. I was like, let's go look. So we actually went to two open houses. The second house I walked in, I fell in love with the house. I fell in love with the house. I walked around the house. I opened every door. It's the first time I've had that feeling of like, I could live here.
Love at first sight with the house.
And he has a great eye. He's been in the construction business and he has his realtor's license. So, you know, he does real estate on the side.
A little more picky than you are.
Well, he also has that eye to notice, okay, this was a house from the 80s. It's been redone. It looks great. So we need to talk about it. So this is the first time we've had a conversation about, you know, are we going to go in on this together? Because I was planning on saving for a house alone.
Yeah.
We're going to do this together. So we kind of had to have that serious couples conversation of like, where are we at financially? Can we do this? And then he's like, well, there's some things wrong with this house. you know, I got to talk to some people about it. I can see just by looking that this is one of those houses that they redid, but there's going to be issues. And Jenna, I see this all the time.
Put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, I see this. And I was like, I know, but it looks like it's fine. And then we can do some things. And he was like, yeah, you want to move in and then have to spend all this money on this? Because his dream is to kind of buy a house that's half the price of the house that I'm looking at.
And
then put a lot of money into it and redo it because
he
knows more about that. And I disagree. I have a business that I do in addition to this. I don't have the time to pick out marble. You know, I don't have the time to do that right now. So then we got into that, and now it's just all kind of falling apart.
A little love, yeah.
I love the house, but now there's other people that want the house, and now I feel what other people...
You gotta jump on it fast.
Oh my gosh, it's only been on the market for a few days, and other people want it, and I'm like, we're not gonna get this house, and I don't even...
Because I think I know the area you're looking at, and it's one of those areas where you can't build any more houses, because they're all, you know...
It's kind of built up.
And people want to buy in that area so fast.
But I know that... It will be worth more in a few years, and
it's
we
a good
can
investment.
Do more to it. But you know, so him and I just kind of had to have these heavy conversations about it. And I don't know if we're going to get it, but I love the house, so we're still talking about it. But I don't think it's going to happen. And I went to bed kind of pouty last night, and now I feel like a B because I may not get the house that I want.
I fell the house that we bought. I fell in love with as soon as, like, that feeling you got. Fell in love with it,
and you got it,
and I got it because every house I went to after that.
That story does not just, make me feel better, right?
I know
now.
I got because I want you to be because man, I know we talk and we joke about don't buy a house, but there's nothing more exhilarating than the day you get your keys and you sign that contract.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's a lot of people. But why does everyone say don't buy a house?
Well, I mean,
it's a whooping.
It depends on who.
It's a pain, right?
Yeah, it depends on who you are
at times.
I'm all for buying a house.
I am too. I live in an apartment. I'm still all for buying a house. But
you're going to make money on it.
Let me ask you this.
It's an investment.
You're not guaranteed to make money. Typically you do.
Right.
But where did y'all fall with the whole, are we going to go in or am I going to do this by myself? Or am I getting too nosy? I'm just.
No, you're not too nosy at all, because I know a lot of people have passed judgment there. Him and I we're wonderful. And so I know maybe people say, oh, you need to be married before you buy a house together. It'd be a mess, on and on and on. No, I mean, we have that discussion. I think that that's something we would, you know, worst case scenario, you break up and you sell the house together.
Get your cut.
Deal with it. No, we've decided that we'd go in on the house 50-50.
Okay.
In a way, you know, regardless, but yeah, it's a heavy conversation to have.
You got
to talk about
the money conversation when you're dating is scary.
So that's the first time we've kind of had that conversation.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is. It's an uncomfortable conversation to have.
Because at least you guys are adults and you actually have jobs and you probably had money. I had the uncomfortable conversation when I was still a teenager of I have $50 in the bank, so it was not really sexy. But you guys, you can actually make adult moves.
Yeah, but then I think I have this business that then, you know, it's nice to keep having money for my business.
I'll say this, never buy the most expensive house in the neighborhood. That's my little hook.
Have you done that, Al?
It's not.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I learned.
Well, I just did. I had to have it. I walked in the house and Alan's like, this is it. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, your house is pretty cool, though.
That's why. And that's what you're not supposed to do. But we're going to be there till the last one graduates.
My kitchen was on a cul-de-sac, Kelly.
I'm in
at the end.
I know.
Yeah,
that's my dream.
Of a cul-de-sac. It was so cute. It has a pool. It has everything that I want and a house and a couple of extra rooms if I had a baby.
See, I want a cul-de-sac so bad.
I love the cul-de-sac.
Because you can put the basketball hoop right there so all the kids come over.
Yeah, you can be that.
And then I've made that mistake of how I'm going to decorate it. I've already started doing that.
Yeah.
I know.
Just buy it.
I was dreaming. Even if this one falls through, it's not the house that you're
right.
Have.
Right.
So now he's upset that I'm upset that I already think that now we're not going to do the house right now. And then I kind of went to bed. Like I went to bed at like 7:30 last night. Like I'm just going to go to bed. Just give me a night.
Maybe just put a little offer down. Just to see what's up. Just, hey. Here you go. A little offer.
Doesn't hurt.
Maybe they'll take it. Yeah, low ball offer.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a fan.
$1.
It could make it realistic, but you know.
I think it's a good move, though.
Scary.
I think you guys will do fine. But I know it's scary.
I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know because it's probably going to come to a decision in the next couple of days, right?
You both have to be on board, though. That's a
good, babe.
Good, babe. Congrats, babe. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we're big fans of the show America's Got Talent.
We sure are.
On this show right here.
It's fun to watch during the summer with your family.
It's perfect. It's got everything you could dream of. It's got magicians. It's got singers. And my favorite part, dancers.
Dancers, yeah.
Born to dance.
I was born to dance, and we actually have two very incredible dancers in here with us right now. We have the coach of the Emerald Bells and their captain, Molly, in studio with us right now. All and right. Melissa. Melissa, Dallas. You're the coach.
Yes.
And Molly, you're the captain.
Because yes. we can't tell.
Right.
Yeah. We can't tell. You're representing South Lake Carroll High School?
Yes.
Correct?
All right. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Melissa, you mean to tell me that you found all that talent at one high school?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I've been at that high school for 22 years.
Really?
Is this I know you have other former students. Is this
I know what you're going to ask.
Is this your best dance team of all time?
I believe so. Yes.
Right.
Well, and they're just a great group of kids.
Yes.
Had you ever applied or tried to be on the show before with any other group of
no.
students? So
no.
just something about this
class.
How
did that one come about?
Well, they we didn't apply. They it was our video from 2017. It was a kick routine.
Okay.
And so was that last year that we did the Dallas Cowboy?
Yes.
I entered for the WOW Award for the Making of Dallas Cowboy Cheerleader.
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen that? Okay, on CMT.
Uh-huh.
And so we ended up winning that. So then once we won that, that YouTube video went viral because it hit over 1 million views.
Wow.
So then at that point, so about a year ago, one of the producers from AGT emailed me. So I thought, I don't know, is this legit? I looked him up and I found him on Facebook and I'm like, oh my gosh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed back and I said, I'd love to talk to you. And then we talked. And then after that, it took about a few months. I had to send in some more videos of us. And then they told us, all right, you're on. We're bringing you to L.A.
And they gave you
awesome.
In front of the judges. You guys got to audition in front of them. And so how many people are on the team? How many girls do you guys have on the team?
78.
And
do they pay for y'all to all fly out there and put you up in hotels and everything?
Yes.
They did. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Were y'all nervous?
Oh, of course. I was so nervous I was going to throw up. We had worked so hard and put so
a lot
much
of practice.
Work. Yes. So we were ready, and I know we were all so excited.
The whole point of this show is to win that Vegas residency and all that.
Right.
So when I see young kids come out.
Right.
I mean, obviously, the ultimate goal isn't you'd love to win the whole thing, but that's not really the ultimate goal when you have all these minors competing. So what is your right. thinking when you do it? Just for the national exposure, the fun of it?
It all of it, you know, and I didn't know what to expect, mm-hmm. right? And then we get through, and then we've already been back, and, you know, I can't say what happens after that.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just been the craziest ride, and who would have ever thought, you know?
Yeah.
And we're not even a fine art school. We're just a public school.
Yeah, you're a regular public school.
Oh, well, we like to think of you guys as a football school.
Yeah.
Now they're a dance school out, so.
Yeah. Wait, Carol, no joke, brother.
It's really good preparation to do something like that together, because now, you know, if you go out on your own post-high school or college, and you're dancing or doing something, there's going to be a lot of situations that are pressure filled.
Yes.
Well, of
Molly's
course.
Moving to L.A. tomorrow, as a matter
actually,
of fact.
Actually, yes.
You're
Why?
Moving, Molly?
Yes.
Why?
It's a little optimistic, don't you think?
Wait, did you graduate?
Yes, I did.
Oh, so you're going.
I'm a senior, so yes, tomorrow I leave for L.A.
How much did your parents pay to get you into USC?
No. What are you going to do?
I am signed with an agency up there, so I'm going to pursue my career up there and try it out for at least the summer. And
dancing
then,
or dancing. Acting and everything?
I'm dancing for now. And then I have a scholarship up in New York, and I'm going to go to school there for dance as well.
How many hours a day do you practice?
With the Emerald Bells, we practice at least, or like 2.5 hours every morning. 6:45 in the morning.
Before school starts.
And then they get ready. And then they get ready at school.
Yeah.
And then my younger ones, the freshmen and sophomores, they actually go to our high school. So we're split. We're still all Carroll ISD. But
yeah.
We've got like 9-10 campus and 11-12 campus. So
oh, I see.
My freshmen and sophomores, they get ready. And they get on a shuttle bus and go back to the other high school. Have you faced where a boy wants to be a part of the dance squad yet? Because you know that's going to come.
You know, I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every now and then people say, "Oh, Miss Paige, there's a guy who's going to try out." But then no one
ever
does.
Do it. So. Somebody's got to be the first, and though. You know,
you make that grade, you're in.
JC would tell him, go for it.
JC could do it.
JC was trying to do a split.
The guys back there in the back, they were you know
showing off the kicks.
JC
could do it.
Said, okay,
yeah.
Yes, that's who it was.
Of course.
I could try some hip-hop, but my I can't touch my toes. Yeah. So I don't know if that's part of the...
Our lack of flexibility is a problem.
You probably need to be able to touch your toes.
You know why? Because I don't need to touch my toes, Mel.
Because you're a DJ.
So you guys made it through, even though Howie, who's our worst enemy right now, said no. You guys still made it through.
Yes.
And we got to see what happens with the Emerald Bells.
All right.
Yes.
Make Howie eat his words.
Oh, I hope so. Yes. He is.
And give him a big old hug and a handshake there when you get to the next level.
I'll say that's my big Al.
Yeah.
If you're going out, Molly, to L.A. and New York, is there a way to keep track of your dancing journey? Because you got to start that social media and get it going.
Of course. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Molly McKinnon. And then on my other social media, Twitter, it's Molly McKinnon 7.
Awesome. So. Well, congratulations on all the success.
Yeah, good luck. Later, too, on Emerald Bells.
Yeah, we have an Emerald Bells Facebook page. I was on that watching
Emerald
videos.
Emerald Bells TX.
Good luck to you guys. We are hoping, fingers crossed, you guys get on that live show. And then we'll vote.
All right. Keep it going.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
congrats
Emerald
on
Bells.
Success.
Thanks
Molly,
for having us.
Good luck in L.A. and New York. And Mel, you keep kicking butt out there with those young. And don't forget to catch the ladies on America's Got Talent tonight, 8 p.m. on NBC. And Brad Paisley is going to be a guest judge, by the way.
Okay.
And also on your TV, The Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Also, that's going to be on ABC. Robin Roberts is going to interview director Jon Favreau. And the cast of the all-new live-action Lion King remake, along with Elton John and some of the original cast. By the way, part-time Justin did interview some of the people from the movie, so we'll have that for you. But speaking of lions and other cool animals, how about those flamingos?
Oh, wow. What a great transition.
I'll
take it from here.
Yeah, Kelly?
You know, right before I went on vacation, I had to get a spray tan. And I wanted to make sure, before I got that, I wanted to get the closest shave possible. Because I want it to last because I'm afraid I don't want to shave off my color. So I got out my flamingo razor because I'm telling you, this was a razor created by women for women, the same people that work with Harry's razors developed this blade for women. And I got a close shave. It was smooth for a couple days.
Nice.
Made my spray tan look so pretty, and it stayed on longer. Let me tell you, Flamingo designs these effective razors and other products that help you with the shaving process. Okay. With the shaving cream, which is so wonderful. The body lotion that goes on afterwards that really helps with the ashiness. Because a lot of times, all the summer, the chemicals and stuff in the pools, you get real ashy.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the Flamingo body lotion, too. Well, Flamingo has a great little package. They want to introduce you to their product. It's a shave set with everything you need in one reusable pouch. The Flamingo razor, two blade cartridges, one body lotion, the foaming shave gel, the shower hook, so you never have to misplace your shower.
That's clutch.
The razor.
Yeah.
And the reusable travel pouch, perfect to take with you on vacation. Just $16.
Nice.
Yes. Right now, Kid Nation members, though, can get the Flamingo shave set for more than 25% off the original price with free shipping. You just have to go to shopflamingo.com/kid. And at just $16, your hair removal routine's never been this easy and affordable. So visit shopflamingo.com/KIDD now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.